This is our entrepreneur segment each week, sponsored by the good people at Wintrust Financial. Their more than 100 branches add up to, well, being Chicago's banks for business. That's their tagline. I want to talk about what Chicago just announced that will contribute mightily to entrepreneurs of tomorrow. It's a very exciting operation. Bureaucracies can be slow to change. You know, with public education, some might have said years ago, we got to start teaching computer science in earlier years. Yes, in elementary school years. Only now is it really creeping into the system. So 3 months ago, Mayor Emanuel announced computer science will become part of the core curriculum. That means that's a higher priority than just basic curriculum. The core curriculum in Chicago public schools. Fred Hoke is the CEO of the Illinois Technology Association, unless you're Fred Hotch.
No, I'm Fred Hoke.
All right. My first guess was right. So am I wrong in saying it's about time?
It is absolutely about time. Thanks, Bill, for having me here today. There's no question that we need to have computer science be part of the core curriculum, not just here in Chicago, but nationwide.
A lot of people think, okay, my kids know computers, how they work, 10 times more than I do. Why do we need to actually make that a course, since it's going to be so expensive, all that hardware now?
Well, a lot of kids do, but a lot of kids don't, right? And usage is much different than the ability to manipulate and develop that software, be able to have critical thinking, to be able to change and understand and analyze data. These are all things that are critical for the future of business, future of jobs here in America.
Are we behind the Chicago public schools? Are we behind what other city districts are doing?
Well, I think everyone is behind, right? I think actually CPS in this case is ahead of the game. There's only three or four school districts nationwide that have made computer science a core part of their curriculum. And so we're actually ahead in this case.
So what will the program look like, or is that yet to be worked out?
I think it's yet to be worked out. I think they're starting slow, going to try and get some classwork in throughout the year in a variety of high school and grammar schools.
Beginning when?
I think this fall. Okay. Actually, I know this fall. And so that'll happen. They're still trying to figure out how much they can do. I, of course, believe it can never be enough. I believe we need to have, you know, it be as much math as computer science and see that it goes that far. It'll take a while to get there.
Does sound expensive to me. You do have to have hardware. You know, computer-aided design, CAD, they call it. You need equipment.
Yeah, but I think that's at the high end, right? As long as you have a computer, there's some basic computer programming that can be done, data mining, et cetera, that can be done. And so it's not any more than just having a computer in each of the classrooms. Now, we know we need to get computers in all the classrooms. That is an expensive proposition, but I think we can get there.
Didn't the Gates Foundation give us a boost in that department?
The Gates Foundation has given us, as well as lots of school districts around the country, a lot of those. But it's never enough.
Yeah. So what was the argument that won the day finally?
I think that we've got a mayor who looks and says, how are we going to build and how are we going to create jobs for the future? And he knows that the jobs that have been here in Chicago for the past 20, 30, 50 years are going away, and that it's the computer science jobs, maybe programming. It may just be the utilization of those skills that come with computer science that'll be the jobs of the future, and he wants to build for that.
I was talking to Lynn Burks earlier in this hour about some of this, the idea that we're developing now in Chicago kind of an infrastructure that is creating jobs for which kids with computer skills will be able to work and stay in town without having to go to the coasts. Would you agree?
Oh, I'd absolutely agree wholeheartedly. Chicago's in a very unique place when it comes to that, because we have a tremendous amount of industries, healthcare, financial services, manufacturing, real estate, all these industries where technology is the thing that's going to make those industries grow, make it be more productive, give us an advantage around innovation. And so we're going to have lots of jobs if we're smart and begin to take the domain expertise of those industries and apply some skills such as computer science to them.
From what you know, are the suburban districts in Chicagoland ahead of CPS?
No, I don't think they're even ahead either. I think across the board, both across the board in Illinois and across the board of the country, you're not seeing computer science being a core part of the curriculum yet. Even in the parochial schools, it isn't part of the curriculum.
Yeah, I think parents think, oh, they have computers in the classroom, so they're doing it.
Once again, I mean, usage is good, and that's great that they're getting to use technology to be part of that, but they've got to think beyond that and be able to manipulate and use that data, control it, and be able to build the programs that are necessary for the future.
These are really, Fred, the hot areas of job opportunity.
Yeah. Software developer was named as the number one job in America this past month, and I forget by who, but one of the major publications.
By you?
By me. No, not by me. I'm not a major publication. I think it was Forbes, actually. But
what kind of classes will be become part of the core curriculum?
That's still meant to be worked out, but I think it depends on how they evolve it over time. So I think they're looking at the grammar school as a good place to begin, and that'll be basic computer science, and would evolve and grow from there, just as it would sort of advanced math.
Let me ask you something sort of a tangential here. Mm-hmm. When I was in high school, one of the most important classes I took was typing. My son, he's 15. He's now a freshman in high school. That's kind of like an elective. You have to work to find how to type.
Right.
And yet, it's more important now than it was when I was in high school because that was typed letters, you know, on a typewriter. But now, that's how you interface with all this technology. What's going on with typing?
Well,
or, I'm sorry, keyboard skills.
Keyboard skills, right. So I think that's still part of a curriculum in some places. But it's going away. It's going the way of the dodo bird, if you will.
Why?
Well, I think the interfaces will change. I think typing will go away sometime soon, too. I think we're going to be more vocally controlled, more touchscreen, things of those nature.
That scares me.
Why?
A little bit.
Why?
Well, you know, it's the old comfort zone.
Well, you know.
I could type, it's like 70 words a minute. I'm pretty good. I like that. I'm actually pretty fast. So.
That's funny. I think it's obviously a skill you have to have for the time being, but it is certainly evolving.
Yeah. So as cursive has gone away,
is typing soon.
Now, is it for that reason that there are other interfaces?
Yeah, I think that the interfaces are changing. I mean, if you look at what's going on the new edge designs, the tablets, etc., typing is less important, right? It's about
I hate, absolutely, and that's the right word, capital H, hate. I have a little Android phone here. I never can type a sentence without having to hit the backup key.
Well,
it's so uncomfortable.
Well, that's true, but you're an older generation. I have a six-year-old who can probably beat you across the board in terms of using that using an iPad or using an Android phone.
Against me on my keyboard?
And he can't type worth a damn, but he can do everything you need to do to manipulate the computer.
So you're saying that kids can, with their thumbs, right? Because they're not holding it one hand and using all their fingers in the other hand to type. It's with their doggone thumbs.
Or they're waving their hand in the case of some of these computers these days.
Yeah. I kind of think of myself as progressive, but I'm feeling like
a little
bit
behind the curve. Yeah, I mean, you may be progressive, but no matter what, you know, you're of a different generation.
So what if parents are listening now and they're thinking, I don't want to wait for my school district to catch up with where the market is right now. What I mean market is where the job and career opportunities are. What kind of things can they do?
Well, there's a lot of great online online courses. Scratch is a program that's out there.
MIT. Scratch?
Scratch by MIT. It's a great online course. It's a beginning course. Code Academy is another one. That has great
How about the Khan Academy?
The Khan Academy is a great place for education across the board. Computer science is part of that.
Really?
But I think there's places all over the internet where you can teach your kids to do computer science.
But Khan Academy is free.
It is. A lot of them are free, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Code. All right, let me write that down. Scratch?
Scratch.
Code.com? Is that what it is?
I forgot. Just look up Google Scratch.
Google Scratch. What's the other one?
Code Academy.
Okay.
Code.org. Khan Academy is another one.
Now, is coding... that's still a technique that's not evolving to some newfangled way of how
computers
still work?
It's getting easier, right? You can have more graphic user interfaces that can manage and control the code and manipulate easier. But
do kids take to code? Is that sort of a fascination for them?
It's funny. I also have an 8-year-old who said to me the other day, "I really want to learn. I'm doing this application. It's great, but I really want to hack it." And I was like, "You're 8,
gosh.
And you want to hack?" I said, "They're taken to it."
Yeah, well, in the wrong way. A reminder that our weekly entrepreneur segment is sponsored by Wintrust Financial. Fred Hoke is our guest for a few more minutes here. He is the CEO of the Illinois Technology Association. Fred, a lot of people are charged up by this topic. Let's find out why. Jeff, you're first up. Go ahead. You're on WGN.
Okay. The problem with high schools right now is that they're getting rid of all the vocational programs, like welding, like auto shop, diesel repair, mechanics, all of this. And, you know, that is very important for kids to know because, like you said, not everybody's a four-year student.
All right, that was our last topic last half hour. We're talking about computer science right now.
We need computer science, I'm sure, but we also need diesel technicians, and we need welders, and we need electricians, and we need HVAC techs.
We need. Absolutely, and we had that one caller or the one woman or guy who texted me who said that the son was making $47,000 a year just as a diesel technician. There is no doubt about it. We need that kind of vocational education.
Yeah.
All right, thanks so much. So, Fred, what about vocational schools? Are they teaching computer science?
Yeah, there's some great schools that are teaching computer science. We've talked a little bit in the last half an hour about Tribeca, which is a great one, doing digital media arts. Computer science is part of that. Vocational will continue to be a critical part in this realm, too.
Back to the horns. Tim, you're next up on WGN.
Hi.
Hi. You had a question about...
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Yeah, my question is it true or not that
If you look at the fact that computers are displacing a lot more workers than it's actually creating in employment, won't this just continue to become a greater and greater problem as things get more and more efficient? And I understand how important this stuff is, but is that true or not?
Interesting.
It's thanks, Tim. It's an evolution, really, and things are changing a bit. There's over 2 million computer science, software development, computer science jobs in America that are vacant. And so if we add more computer science people, we're going to be able to fill those jobs and have less unemployment. We are going to lose some jobs elsewhere, but I think it'll continue to evolve as software becomes more critical to the success of businesses, be it healthcare, real estate, financial services, whatever the case is. And they're looking for every day, they'll take everybody they can get. So the more people we can provide them, the more jobs will be created.
This is about national security. It's about national competitiveness.
It is.
The fact that, 2 million jobs are going begging because we can't find the people with the right skills for them?
That's correct. It's over 200,000 in Chicago alone.
200,000 jobs
in
Chicago. Now, this is what's going to be turning around with programs like this in the CPS. Mary, you're next up on WGN. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for my call. I have children that are in CPS schools, and this is one of the topics that we're bringing up to our school of how to integrate computer science into our school. How easy is it to find teachers out there that are certified to teach these kinds of courses, especially in elementary level?
Yeah, so that is a critical problem, and one we're going to have to address, and CPS is working hard to resolve. So it's critical that beyond the teachers you have, that we as an industry get involved. I represent the industry, and I want to see our professionals who are computer science experts giving back to the schools, because if they don't, their companies won't have the people they need for the future. So we're actively participating in this program and saying, how do we get our people who are computer savvy to come and add to those teacher ranks in innumerable ways to drive success of this program?
Yeah, Mary, I think you're absolutely right that there's going to be a big lag because we can't get the teachers trained and find other qualified teachers to hire.
Right, but I mean, we can't say we've got a lot of teachers who can do X, and because that will continue to teach X, even though it may not be important for 21st century jobs.
Mary, I'm glad you called. Thanks. Go ahead.
Is there a resource where people can go to kind of find a teacher that might be interested or qualified?
Sure. You can go to illinoistech.org, which is our website, and we'll give you some information there, and certainly we're happy to help you.
Illinoistech.org, Mary.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Diane, you're on WGN.
Hi. I was listening to your statement about starting to bring the computer classes into Chicago public schools, and what I'm realizing is that before that, what's really important is to build a foundation that gets kids excited about math and help them to be guided more towards understanding the necessity of math, not only for their life and future jobs, but for learning. And when I was growing up, math was usually taught very visually. And there were kids that learned by listening and some by feeling. And they were all left in the wake where they were left thinking and feeling that they were not good at math, and anybody can be good at math. It's just bringing everyone on board, and I'd like to see them really overhaul the way they teach math and then make the transition into.
Because, Fred, like she's saying, math is kind of like the gateway skill. You need math first before you move on to computer science.
Yeah, that is part of the curriculum, and we're seeing as part of this computer science program with the schools that they're figuring out ways to address that math issue also.
Yeah, that visual component you're talking about is interesting. Greg, welcome to WGN. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Bill. Great guest. Fred, when you stand in front of a body and you're making your pitch, could you touch upon the effect of the cloud-based environment, the fact that the kids already got the software, and you can put it in instantly?
Well, I think that you're talking about an evolution of the software industry and something that's obviously close to my heart. So the software industry has gone through an evolution where everything now is available in the cloud. Now, that being said, somebody's still got to write that code that's available in the cloud. So it is a time where students who look at it can see and make what they're doing available immediately, and they get immediate feedback to what they've done. So it'll be fun to watch.
Right. What I was thinking, though, is you would get an immediate roadblock from administrators saying we can't afford it in view of the economy and everything. And what Bill was alluding to before, we don't have a choice. We got to do this, and it's a piece of cake because the cloud exists now.
Yeah, so that's a question of, it's obviously a question of priorities for the CPS schools, but you're absolutely right. I think it is, I know it's a priority, and we got to find a way to make it happen.
Good point, Greg. Thanks. Sam, you'll be our last caller. Go ahead, you're on WGN.
Hey, how are you?
Super, go ahead.
All right, I just wanted to say, being a student myself, it's always a good idea for anyone to take computer science classes, even if it's just those Microsoft certification deals. Because they are real good to have, not only as a life skill, but a career skill for any field, really.
Yeah, that's good. Sam, thanks so much. Now, that is interesting because all of us could probably benefit even if we're not in the business of computer technology.
Well, even if you're not a developer, the fact is you're going to be presented with data, with information that you need to manipulate, to manage, et cetera. And so having those computer skills, having those certain certifications will help you do that and help you do your job, whatever it is, better and stronger in the future.
That's Fred Hoke. He's the CEO of the Illinois Technology Association. What's your website, Fred?
IllinoisTech.org.
That's the one you mentioned earlier. Right. So that's a resource then for folks to go to.
It is, and I'm always happy to be a resource for others if they have questions.
Well, you were a great resource for us on the Bill Maher Show. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.